The nerve.
The nerve of who, Allie?
The nerve.
Who?
Who?
Of Pottery Guy.
Oh, Jesus.
This guy. This guy, my boyfriend. Is that what you want me to say? My boyfriend?
Yeah, thank you.
Let me tell you about the problem with relationships. This guy texts me at 10 a.m., Riggs. We had a date.
What's wrong with 10 a.m.?
We had a date that night.
Okay.
He texts me at 10 a.m. The date was at 7.
Uh-huh.
The 10 a.m. text said, "You start getting ready yet?" And I'm like, you know what? Screw you, dude. Because he's so sick of waiting for me to get ready. That at 10 a.m. he texts me, "You start getting ready yet?" I said, you know what? Don't get me started. I said, do you know how good you have it with me? I'm the lowest maintenance chick you're going to meet, brah. God. I don't even take that long to get ready. How long does your wife take to get ready? Or should I tell you how long I take and then you can tell me hers?
You're triggering me. Go.
I know I'm triggering you.
No, you go first. I take because I'm boiling
anywhere
inside
from
right
30
now.
Minutes to an hour total.
Does that include washing your hair?
Yes, includes shaving my legs. It includes
washing and drying. Washing and drying.
And drying and putting on makeup. 30 minutes to an hour is pretty solid, I think.
That is amazing.
However, he thinks it's funny. You start getting ready yet at 10 a.m.
Oh.
So, Riggs, how long does your wife take to get ready? Feel free to text or call, by the way. Text to 71037 if I'm triggering men everywhere, or women, quite frankly. This has to be a debate in houses. Riggs is getting mad. He's
Let me
pacing
tell
back. Oh,
you
I triggered him.
Something, Pottery Guy. Until you have to tell your wife and give her constant time updates for 2 hours and maybe 15 to 20 minutes. Let's say 2.5 hours. 2 hours at least for my wife to wash her hair and wait for her hair to air dry and
air
then dry her hair. And she'll say, but there's a humidity problem in our house. I don't care about the humidity in our house. I don't care about it. Oh, yeah. 2 hours. Oh. So if I tell my wife we have to be somewhere at 6:30, I will start telling her the day before. Remember, we have to be somewhere at 6:30 tomorrow.
Yes.
Remember.
Yes.
We have to be somewhere at 6:30 tomorrow. And I've also found out, I'm still triggered, I'm sorry. I've also found out that during the getting ready process, she loses track of time because somehow her concept of time goes out the window because she's just getting ready.
As
so now,
then when I walk,
so when I walk, shut
eyes.
Up. So when I walk in the room at 6:15 in the bathroom and we have to be somewhere at 6:30 and I go, are you ready? It's 6:15. She goes, Jesus, you didn't tell me what time it was. I didn't realize that was your personal clock. Sorry. What were we talking about again?
We were talking about triggering men and not waiting for their women. I have a friend, Riggs, same as your wife, who air dries this long, ridiculous hair.
Yes.
And then dries it after she air dries it.
Yeah.
And her husband wants to kill her as well.
I've told my wife.
He can't take it. And he's like, I she's driving me crazy with the hair.
I've told my wife, I love you. I want to divorce your hair. I do. I want to get rid of your shave. She's like, what do you want? You want me to shave it? Yeah, shave it. I'd still love you. I'd rub your bald head. I'd love it.
You can call to 414-799-1037. But before that, Riggs, we are getting texts like crazy.
Oh, good.
Routines are important. It takes me 15 to 30 minutes to get ready. It takes my husband longer than me. What?
What?
We'll vent next.
Yes.